This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in. It's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Got a grocery store, liquor store. And you're having trouble keeping cashiers? You ever tried self-checkout? Walmart does it. Home Depot does it. So does Costco. Why not you? Make a call. 800-540-2149. Won't cost you any more than you'd pay for a cash register. Plus, you get 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-day service at Southwest Point of Sale. Go to southwestpos.com or call 800-540-2149. Hey, you got a BMW, Porsche, or Mini, and you're tired of the dealer? Well, Black Forest Motorsports has over 40 years of experience. And if you want to go fast, they can do that too. Blackforce.com, Blackforce.com. What are you doing? I can't take you anywhere.
I'm having fun. I'm excited about our guests.
You've always... Well, you're always...
I had a good day yesterday.
And you had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
You won your heat race.
Second place.
No, you won your heat race.
Top two from each heat went to the dash.
I heard
for
you
cash.
Won your heat
well,
race.
Well, we can go with that, but...
Everybody said you won your... So be quiet.
I had a good time on the track.
And then she goes and does...
And then I jump out of my car... And head over to a party where Sprung Monkey's playing in my suit.
And her driving suit.
I drove up on the trailer and said, we got to go. They're starting their set.
So you were done for the night?
Yeah, it was perfect. We went up first.
What time? Oh, so what time did you leave?
So, well.
So it had to be
7? We were done by about 9, and they were going on at 9, but really it was pushed back to about 9:30. So we got there just as they were doing sound check.
Did you take your helmet off?
Yes. I put a cowboy hat on. It was like a dream day. Like, literally. I got to race my car.
Is that going to be your new outfit now when you go on with Sprung Monkey, a driving suit?
I don't think that they would approve of that. And I don't know if they'll let me play again.
Oh, but, this is the second time.
I know. And yeah.
And no one's saying no.
It was dreamy.
Are they paying you?
They don't need to.
Well, no. If they're not paying you, they'll keep you forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
See, do like I do. Yeah. Don't take money. They'll bring you back. Who have you got in the house?
Oh, my goodness. We
because
so
the one
lucky.
That races doesn't look like the one that races. Because this one looks like she should race. And this one looks like she should be the manager.
I disagree.
If you didn't know these two, then that's what you would think.
Okay. Well, I do bring in a lot of junior drivers, yes, although she's a little older than that because she's in nursing school.
And I'm just thinking this guy's what, a chauffeur?
No. Okay, listeners, to put into perspective, we have a living legend. She's sitting to my right. She is. She's a living legend. Let me see. Just some of her. Actually, she's noted as one of the most accomplished female racers in the history of AMA motocross.
Wow.
And she wasn't done. Then she goes, oh, I'll try out four wheels, and was the first woman to win the Mickey Thompson off-road event. And then she's like, you know what, I'm gonna go back to two wheels, ditch the motors, and make a career out of mountain biking. And I think she likes downhill like I do. Yes.
Well, who likes uphill?
Well, there's like cross country or then the just gnarly.
She likes
downhill.
Uphill.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the daughter
I'm not
does.
I'm not doing
yes.
Uphill.
And so she is a legend. I'm so excited to spend the hour with her. So
well, before you say who she is, I stepped on it big time last show. I had Kelly's mother,
Wetzel,
married to what's his face? Who they're not married. So are these guys somehow married someplace together? This one? No.
Yes, I would introduce this as husband and daughter when I have a chance to introduce her. Yes.
Go for it. I just clearing the air.
Oh, what about last segment? I have no idea. But anyway, we have the living legend, Mercedes Gonzalez, and husband and daughter, Derek and Danielle. Welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
And actually, they're quite accomplished as well. Derek is accomplished in motocross and still in the industry. And daughter is soon to be graduating from nursing school.
Wow.
So very accomplished family here.
So I had Jason Aldridge.
He's going back to the last.
And Sharon Shea. And
awesome.
You know Sharon because Sharon's is Kelly Witzel's mother.
All right.
So I had her and Aldridge married, so I screwed that all up. So, and then you're Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes.
Who gave you that nickname?
Well, Gonzalez, it's kind of an easy one.
I think it
one.
Was Troy Lee, because he started painting a lot of my helmets.
Oh, really?
When I was racing, and he, Speedy Gonzalez was a big cartoon.
Yeah.
Back then, my last name was Gonzalez. So
it fit.
Yeah.
Well, she must have been Speedy 9 national championships. Yeah. 9.
So
nine.
What got you on a bike?
So I'm originally born in Spain, and we came over to California when I was 5 years old. Okay. And my dad was always an avid rider in Europe. Back then, he rode a Jawa, which
did he race?
Would ride Enduro, Street, and Trials.
So he did race.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Just a... sportman class.
Yeah, sure.
So we brought the bikes over to California.
Priorities, I like it.
Yeah. Do you have a brother?
I do. I have an older brother, Jose, who was also very involved in racing. I have my older sister, Maria Gonzalez, and my younger sister, Susie Gonzalez. And the younger one never
got into it.
Yeah, she was the rebel. She's like, I don't want to do this stuff.
Well, the only reason I say it, because, a lot of times when she brings people in, if it's a young lady that's racing, it's because dad never had a son.
Oh, no. My brother was actually quite good. And he kind of took me under his reins. But unfortunately, he got hurt a lot. Yeah. So, and my older sister, Maria, also took to racing. We all did. We all loved it. But she got... kind of hurt, and she was always just timid. She didn't push the envelope. I was the crazy one.
That's a crazy one. So Mickey Thompson, what'd you drive?
I drove the Super Lights for Nature's Recipe.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well,
Jimmy Johnson was on our team.
That's what I was going to clarify. I thought I read that.
I am
that's
such
awesome.
A big Mickey Thompson.
That was
the best series. And Sherman Bloch, he drove for Nissan.
Yeah.
So he found his old truck. He's restoring it. I had him and his son and his wife in for the studio for an hour because I read a book that had him in it, of course. And I just think that was the greatest series ever.
It was such a great show.
40 miles an hour? Yeah. 40 miles an hour? Yeah. You had the people standing on their feet.
Yeah, and I mean, when we raced the Coliseum,
jumping out of it.
So when I first started with Mickey Thompson, I actually started with the motorcycles. You know how they ran it?
Yeah.
And I was the only woman in the show, and I was on a 250cc motorcycle, which, that's a handful to handle. Had a couple of pretty horrendous crashes because when you're running up the face of the jumps the opposite ways, the lips develop little knots in them, and
makes me hurt to think about it.
Yeah, me too. I got the opportunity to jump in a car, and I'm like, oh yeah,
yes!
I'm all about
the cage. I'm right there with you.
And you weren't even old enough to worry about a cage, right?
Yeah, well, I was in my mid-20s by then. I was like 26.
Yeah, and you're pretty banged up by then.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, the first time I jumped down the peristyle at the Coliseum, I've done it on a motorcycle. And you just come out of the turn, and just launch it. But the minute you hit the top of the peristyle, you can see everything, right? So the first time I came around the corner in the little super light, I'm like pointing in between the two peristyles, and I launched it, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
Seats. Where's the hay bales?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you don't know how you're going to land. That was scary. But, man, after that.
Thank God for suspension.
Yeah.
And seatbelts.
That is amazing.
So were you hooked at that moment?
That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing to do. It wasn't full time. I worked as a sales rep at Axo Sport, which was the motocross apparel company.
And you raised a family.
No. I didn't raise a family till I was completely done racing, which
smart.
Means after the Mickey Thompson series, doing that for 5 years, it folded.
Yeah.
I was going to stick with it. Actually, Don Vesco gave me an opportunity to jump in a trophy truck at his test track, and I actually did quite good. So I was thinking, that was my goal, to get into the trophy trucks.
Sure.
Jimmy Johnson graduated into the trophy trucks. My good friend Rick Johnson
I know Ricky.
The trucks. So I was like, I want to be with those guys. And unfortunately, the series folded.
Oh.
But then...
Did you ever run that track down in Chula Vista? What was the guy's name? He was a construction...
Oh, yeah.
And he just took this one jump where you went off towards the ocean.
Oh,
and the
wow.
wind got up underneath your car. And, you know, just...
Is this on purpose? He designed that on purpose?
Yeah, because he was a little, you know, a little sadistic.
Right.
There was a guy by the name of Newton. They used to call him Fig Newton.
Yeah.
He was the first one to land, and it just took the wheels and broke all the suspension. It was ugly.
Yeah.
But that was another good program, you know, if you're into that type of thing.
At this time, did you know Derek? Had you met now on the magazine shoots?
I met Derek racing motocross. I was racing. I was pretty accomplished by then, and he was an up-and-comer, like, mini bike rider. So I befriended the family, and I don't know, Derek, kind of a mentor for you at the beginning.
I was accomplished too.
Yeah, let's see you work on that a little
Did
bit.
Did I help you
hey,
out,
I
Derek?
Hey, I knew how to ride a motorcycle.
Did need your help?
She never beat me.
No,
I was accomplished.
I beat a lot.
Oh my gosh, Danielle, have you heard this your whole life?
Oh yeah, she's heard it.
Is this something you've heard your whole life?
She's not even going to comment.
She's just grinning, listeners.
So what were you doing while she was doing her thing? I mean, were you working on your career as well?
Well, like she said, we met racing. We were both racing at that time. So we were both pretty focused on that for the most part. And how we met was kind of, one was at a magazine shoot, and the next I guess era was just like in practicing together, meeting out at the practice tracks, meeting at the races. Like she said, our families kind of met, got together, and it just became a thing after that. But it was racing motocross, and then she kind of went off on these other things as I was still
working your career,
still working my career, racing as a amateur. You know, top amateur in the team, Kawasaki Team Green program.
Oh, Kawasaki. Okay, good.
So had a lot of time in there. I mean, my whole motocross, I guess, career was like 10 years, I would say, and then.
And that's a little on the long side.
Yeah, and so it was just different. Like we eventually started dating and stuff, and so it was, her career was different than mine, and it was always kind of interesting. You know, kind of. Juggling those careers,
sure.
So
that is so cool. God, I hate to tell you this, but we got to take a break.
Pay bills.
We got Brona calling in.
Yes, Mark Rose with results.
He took a nap from 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on.
I can't believe he was on your early show
because
this morning.
He is a trooper. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford, whether you're buying new, used, doesn't make any difference. Ford store, family owned and operated, take care of you just like family. In fact, any car you have in your driveway, they'll work on it. So if you're taking your Ford in and you need to drop it off, then you pick it up, leave your other car. They'll do whatever you need, oil changes, tune-ups, what have you. El Cajon Ford at www.elcajonmotors.com, elcajonmotors.com. Well, are we up from our nap?
Nap? We don't take naps.
Right?
You did,
I haven't
too.
Either.
You were sound asleep, I mean, standing up. What are you talking about?
I mean, good morning.
Good morning. So this is Mark Rose, folks. He is the track wizard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the glue. He keeps everything together.
Yep, he's in our ear.
In our ear, and I'm sure you had an absolute scrumptious night last night with racing and weather, and I mean, the whole nine yards.
It was a great night. It was a great day, a great night of racing. It's not a lot of work when you enjoy what you're doing. So it was still a great night. You know, we had 112 entries last night at Barona Speedway.
Wow.
I want to congratulate one of them.
Which one?
This person ended up being in the Dash for Cash, which was offering $500 to win the Dash for Cash. And never been in a Dash for Cash. Dash for Cash means you were one of the four fastest cars in your heat races.
That's something. That's amazing.
And it was your co-host. It was Brittany's.
I know.
On that, Brittany.
I did not plan on being in that.
Well, you never plan it, but you know, but we've all been yelling at you. Just push down a little harder on the gas pedal.
The heat race was really fun. After the restart.
And exactly. And that's where you showed some backbone and you got spun out coming out of four and near ended up in my lap.
But, I know. I spun around and I looked at and I saw you and I was like, what was that? I put my hand up. I know you couldn't see my face.
Who spun you out?
We don't need to name that person, but he definitely tried to drive through me.
Are you going
to
go after him?
No, I'm not.
You don't do that kind of racing?
No, it's too expensive.
That's not her makeup at all.
But
she fought back and she ended up second in the heat race.
Wow.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, put you, was that on the outside pole of the dash?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in front of Darren Brown.
Oh, that's what I when I heard Darren Brown was in there, along with who was the other two?
Peters.
Robert Peters.
And
Crow. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. And
track champions.
It was a battle. Yeah, two track champions, and I mean Robert Peters has come a long way in the last 3 years.
Yes.
And Darren Brent is. As far as I'm concerned, he's the fastest guy on the West.
Yeah, Derek Brown.
Yeah, Darren Brown is
Darren
by
Brown.
Far.
Darren Brown,
that's why
excuse me.
At our driver's meeting, Mark said it's now 600 if it doesn't go to Darren Brown. It's 500 to Darren Brown. He dropped that at our driver's
Darren
meeting.
Darren wins. Yeah. I wanted to put a little bounty out on him.
Ah, that's
no. But, my favorite part is that Darren is giving me pointers.
Yeah.
As I'm about to race him.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it.
But he also came up and didn't he compliment you after the race?
He's just, that's why he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
He's humble. Yeah. And then I did not set up my car for the dash at all. I was bummed. I miscalculated how dry it would be. So I didn't perform as well as I wanted to. But his dad went and Darren talked to me about setup for the main. And I got to start right behind Darren. And it was like a dreamy spot.
Wow.
So I got to see him for a big part of the first half of the race.
That's
so
awesome.
I was excited.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, Darren can do it. I'm going to go. So it was fun. It was super fun. But that's thank so you good. For the acknowledgement.
One of the most humble people on the face of the earth. Win, lose, crash, draw, it doesn't matter. Darren Brown is just a class act. Mm-hmm. Class act on and off the racetrack. So, as is Brittany.
Yeah.
Well, you know, really, you can honestly, I mean, you've been around enough racetracks. I've been around enough racetracks. I think we've got the best group of drivers across the board at Barona. Wouldn't you say?
We have a great, great gathering of drivers up there. 9 times out of 10, if they have a problem with somebody on the racetrack, they're going to talk about it.
Right.
They're not going to go swinging punches all that stuff. A, they know we're not going to put up with it, but B, it's just not in their makeup. They're all competitive.
I know. Even the kids. Even the kids.
They're better than the adults. We've mentioned that before.
Well, the parents in the pits are where your problem is. It's not on the track.
If you only knew.
If you only knew.
Let's hear some results. But,
yeah, you got any results?
Well, yeah.
Speaking of the kids, Cody Binker, who his dad also races a sprint car and a dwarf car, he got his first mini sprint win. And I happened to be standing next to them while their kid was racing. And it was a joyful experience. Mom and dad both shed a tear. And that young man's come a long way.
That's so cool. I was just out at Camp Lockett this morning, and his name came up, and I heard he had won. That's awesome.
Yep.
So it's around town.
And then in the Sportsman Mini Dwarf, Easton Ross, who won 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
He went back-to-back, and there's another one. I mean, this kid is so tiny.
Yes, he's a little guy.
Yeah, and you go up and congratulate him, and he won't shake your hand. He wants to give you a hug.
Oh.
And he's just the sweetest young guy. It's really cool. And in the Masters Mini Dwarf, what can you say about Bryson Byford?
Again.
It's just in his blood. It's just in his blood with his mom. that's raced, his uncle that races, Christopher Evans, his grandpa, Eric Evans, just everybody that surrounds that young man is fast. So he will be a track champion in multiple divisions by the time he is done racing out there.
Yeah. Well, following suit of his family.
Exactly. Exactly. And then obviously Darren Brown won the Dash for Cash, and he and Robert Peters and Tristan Peters and losing the name Crow. They put on a battle. The top four absolutely battled for 20 laps. The lead changed quite a few times. And then Robert Peters made one mistake.
That's all it took. To go,
and that's all it took. Darren Brown attacked like a great white shark and put it away. So he won twice. He won twice last night. Yeah. So congratulations to all those guys.
Yeah, he took home all the money that could be won by dwarf car drivers. He got it all.
And then the Daffern family came over from Brawley, and they had three race cars there, and Tommy Daffern ended up winning the IMCA Hobby Stock, just put on a clinic.
Yeah.
He is, I believe, I want to say he's sixth in the country right now, and unfortunately, he had four DNFs in his last six races.
What?
So he was leading the points on a national average until then. So that's another family that's got it figured out. The IMCA stock cars, we had Chaz Baca from Mesa, Arizona, come over. And he and Brian Fitzgibbons from Ramona, man, they put on a clinic. Mm-hmm. Those guys raced so clean and so fast. And I don't know if you've ever seen these cars, Dave, but these cars lift the left front off the ground higher than a modified does.
Wow.
The left front rarely sees the track until they set the car back down going into turns one and three. It was a show. It was a great, great show. We had the IMC Sport Mods, and Steven Lutz got his first win of the season.
Nice.
Another one that is... He's been racing a long time, but he can really read a track. And he went to the top groove and ran the cushion all the way around the top, passed for the lead on the top, and drove away with his first win of the year. So that was exciting for him. And again, Chaz Baca out of Mesa, Arizona, another one that runs for IMCA national championships across the country. Started, I believe, sixth in the main event in the IMCA Modifieds. And, you know, those guys are racing people like PJ Dyke, Cole Dick, Dennis Taylor, and Chaz Baca won that division. So he won one out of the two races that he entered, and just another one, smooth, can adapt, can overcome, knows how to set up a race car. And he's, for his age, he's very, very seasoned. He races all over the country. So to have somebody like that come join us at our little quarter mile of Barona, we're flattered to have him.
Mm-hmm.
So, last but not least, kind of a funny story. The Barona Pure Stocks, we've had 26, 28 cars every weekend.
Yes.
And Nathan Darragon came out Friday night for practice. And it was a little bit of a slimy track at first, and he wanted to run the apron all the way to the top. Excuse me, the cushion all the way to the top. And that's where he practiced most of the night. And lo and behold, that's how he won the race. So he stayed on the top, made some passes around the outside, and won the 20-lap main event. Actually, it was a shortened main event, but he won running the cushion at the top. So for those people that think practice doesn't pay off, oh. That was proof in the pudding right there.
How was that practice, the numbers?
Epic.
Oh, epic. Good.
35 cars, which was great. A lot of people practice. And, you know, it's a business. We need to make a little bit of money.
To pay the
bills, just like you folks do. And
well, you pretty much put an ultimatum out.
Well, he also let people know ahead of time. I'm wondering what worked.
Well, you're the only one that puts the file out there ahead of time.
Well, I usually do on radio, but they did on Facebook. So I wonder if that's what helped.
Sure. Well, because, I mean, we talked about it on radio that, hey, if they can't get enough cars, then unfortunately, then everybody loses.
So maybe if it's not every time, but every few times, and people know ahead of time, and they can commit ahead of time, then it works, and that's a win-win. It's win for the track because of the numbers, and it's a win for the racers because they get to practice what they want or try out a new motor.
Exactly.
Or...
So when's the next race?
I looked that up. I knew you were going to ask if you didn't have it, Mark.
Next race is July 8th. Okay. And then after that is the big two-day shootout on July 21st and 22nd. And like we mentioned this morning, we're going to have drivers from Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Northern California. This is going to be a big show. We've already got quite a few cars pre-registered. You save a little money when you go online and pre-register for a two-day event, but
by July 2nd, Trish made a big point at the drivers' meeting. Register by the 2nd of July.
All right. Make sure you do that.
You save some money. But we are always looking for either a premier sponsor for an event like that or even a smaller sponsor to help with trophies.
Something.
Just anything. Yeah. And it's going to be an epic show. If anybody out there likes a couple days of racing, this is going to be a good one. You can bring your RV out, park on the top lot. It's just a great show.
So I told Trish, I said, whatever you need for Racer Radio, just when you get towards the tail end, just let us know. We'll see what we can do to help out.
So generous.
Well, like always, we appreciate what you do for our sport and keeping it out there, on TV and on the radio. We can't thank you enough.
We do have to go to commercial break, but before that, why don't you tell us who you're going to bring in next week when I'm in Hawaii? Haha, Mark's going to be your co-host next week.
You're not going to Hawaii.
I'm going on Wednesday morning.
No, you're not.
So Mark's going to join you with, who was it?
I have to nail it down with him, but Peter Binker and his son Cody Binker, who won in the mini sprints last weekend. It's a father and son race team.
And a bag full of money.
And when I talked to them at the racetrack, they were excited about it. So I just need to nail it down.
Did he just ignore me? Did he ignore the bag full of money?
He wants you to bring some money too.
Well, yeah, because Brittany's cute. You're not. Sorry, didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Are you bringing bacon?
I'll bring bacon. Wait, did you eat all the bacon?
I worked very hard for that.
Did you eat all that bacon?
No, I have 3 pounds left.
3 pounds left?
Yeah.
Look at it.
We'll
She's gone.
Off air.
What is he
we
talking about?
We got to go to commercial break anyway. I'll explain then.
That means she eats a pound of bacon a week is how I calculate it.
It's Newski's bacon.
It's Newski's. Come on. Get with the program.
With
all right, Mark. So now you can go take a nap.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
All right, BronaSpeedway.com, BronaSpeedway.com. Be there, be square. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris, holy moly, that's one fast dirt track. And they put on a show like you would not believe. If you like speed and you like a half-mile track, Paris Auto Speedway is where you need to be. We have by far our favorite interview. And we normally call him Batman, but Jesse Gordon. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how are you guys? It's been a while. It's nice to hear from you.
Good to have you back. Did you do some work on your car, man?
Yeah,
that thing
looks fancy.
It's never been in a race.
Yeah, I've had good luck on that aspect this year. Been three races, and I think maybe I have a little tiny scratch on it. But
Are you just staying out front?
Not particularly. Oh. I mean, I've gotten a flat tire in one of the races, and luckily won the last race. But yeah, just, you know, it's a new car, getting the bugs worked out and getting the handling all figured out on it. But yeah, it's a new car.
So do those wings work, you think?
I mean, probably not as slow as we're going on the infield of Paris, but I would say in, a bigger track, I'd say
But they're pretty intimidating when people are coming up behind you and they see this big winged bat going ahead of them at, top speed.
Yeah. I mean, we just wanted it to look pretty cool and radical looking, and I think me and my dad figured it out.
Yeah, you did. I love your car.
I do too.
It stopped me in my tracks. I saw you live quite a few years ago. Yeah. And
every time I see it, I want to bring you, because I think you were on KUSI once, weren't you?
Yeah, I would definitely like to bring it down.
That'd be
a cool
experience. Do it. Have you got my email still? I think you do.
Yeah, I believe so.
Send me an email. Let me get some dates put together. The only reason I say it is because KUSI got bought out by Fox 5. So I don't know what the future of me being able to highlight all you racers is, so I'm trying to get as many of them as I can to get on before they make the big exchange. They may leave me alone because they don't pay me, so it's pretty hard to throw content out the window when you don't have to pay for it. So
free content. Of course.
So you're mainly just racing Night of Destruction, right? You don't actually like race in a division like Sport Mods and what have you?
No, I did that a few years ago. But then I've transitioned to the Night of Destruction series, and mainly just figure eights lately. I just love it, man. Wow. It's an adrenaline rush.
When are you going to do the double decker?
I don't know. I got to find somebody to do it with that's crazy enough. I don't want to be on the top, so.
You don't want to be on the
top? That's the one who steers.
Oh,
correct?
Yeah. You are a control freak. You like the gas pedal and the brakes, right?
Yeah, exactly. And also, you got less farther to fall. So
you sound like Richard Petty, because they always used to ask him, why do you get so close to the wall? He said, because if something happens, you don't have that much farther to go.
Oh, but that's so hard.
Well, it's true, because if you're down at the bottom and you fly all the way up, and they didn't have safer barriers back in the day.
I understand, that but is it's so, still so hard.
It is very hard.
So figure eights. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's harsh getting hit, like that or that far. So
Yeah,
we had a dwarf driver at practice on Friday hit the wall and break a rib. I don't think we'll see him the rest of the season. This season, what's the average number of cars that are out during a figure eight race?
Well, the track's pretty small. I mean, normally we get 12 to 14 cars on the track. And that's a good, decent car count, I would say. Anything more, it becomes like the 405 freeway.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic enough, I'd say, with that many cars. And just making your passes and obviously shooting the X.
Have you almost nearly closed your eyes ever in an intersection?
No.
Squinted them really small. Screamed in your helmet.
Times where you tense up and you kind of try to look away, but
especially if you know somebody's coming to visit.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course, you definitely don't want to close your eyes, but you brace yourself, because you're like, oh, this is gonna hurt.
I know you don't want to. I'm just. How about screaming in your helmet? And Mercedes, I have a question for you too.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. There's a little bit of screaming.
But you've been pretty lucky, really, because I don't think you've had any major impacts, have you?
Ooh, no, knock on wood.
Exactly. Let's knock on wood. Dave, you brought it up. Knock on wood right now, please. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're all knocking on wood.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, and I do like to race taking not taking unnecessary risks as much as possible in figure eight.
Well, but, the end race, you know, the end race is not going to garner you $1 million.
Right.
So it's better to back out just a little bit so you don't have to pay that in medical.
Well, we all have to work on Monday. But what if the other guy thinks he's going to back out?
That's I think if you've been running long enough, I think pretty much everybody's got it figured out.
Is there an etiquette? Like if you're the leader, if you're the leader going into the intersection and there's someone who's really like five cars behind you doing the intersection, coming up behind you kind of thing. Is there an etiquette to let off for the leader?
There's kind of that unspoken agreement, but at the same time, if they're closer to the X and I feel like they're going to beat me to it, I'll just favor and then maybe the next go around, maybe I'll try and make it in front of them, you know?
Right.
That's what I mean by not taking the unnecessary risk.
Yeah.
Is just trying to, you know, hit your marks and not push that envelope, you know? So,
and that's way better than a destruction derby because you're purposely running into people. Where here, you're trying to thread the needle, so to speak.
Right, yeah. And you are aiming for them, so by the time you're at the X, they're already past.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Are aiming. Mercedes, our in-studio guest, is grinning really big right now. She's a very accomplished motocross racer and mountain bike racer and off-road racer.
What year was that, Mercedes?
For the downhill mountain bike race?
No, the motorcycle where you were.
Oh, the motorcycle. Gosh. 73 through 94?
Can you imagine a woman between 73 and 94 being at the top of her game in motocross?
Wow.
Nine national champions.
That's impressive.
Drove in the Mickey Thompson, you know, and plus her husband's here. We never give him any credit.
We tried.
Poor guy.
We tried. But she's grinning as you're talking, just so you know there, Batman.
Well, thank you.
She's grinning.
And he's frowning. So we're going to come back and give him some love. Because he worked hard out there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. How many races do you think you'll do this season?
I'm trying to make them all. A lot of them have been falling on my work weekends. But,
it's overrated work.
I've been making them all so far. We'll just kind of see how the rest of the season plays out. But I think there's eight races overall total this season. So,
You ever need a sub driver, I know this girl. Her name is Brittany.
Yeah, but if Mercedes beats me to it, I think she the grin is still on her face.
Would you do that? Would you do circle, figure eight?
No, I've never really done that.
Mickey
Thompson was more like jumps and
Mickey Thompson was
right-hander,
crazy.
Right-hander, left-hander.
Uh-oh, she's going to get air.
And how many times did you get hit? A lot.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I rolled my super light a lot.
Have you ever been to Paris Auto Speedway?
Oh, you should.
Have to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesse, when's the next Night of Destruction?
So this coming Saturday, July 1st, is the next Night of Destruction. So
it's
Saturday
so
night, races.
Yeah.
Start about 7 o'clock, but you can get there at 5.
Yeah.
So the figure eights, and then I was showing them pictures of the double decker when we brought that up in demolition derby. Sometimes it's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh my! And then in between races, they play music. They have good food and sangria. I always bring that up.
Yes, you do.
Oh yeah.
It's so and nice bathrooms.
Probably the nicest you've ever
like
seen.
Like clean and like 30 stalls
for women.
That's great.
All the guys get is a coffee can.
Did I mention sangria?
Yes,
you
did.
Oh, yeah, I think I did.
Yes, you always
mention. It's such a fun night. It's
you gotta
really
take
fun.
You gotta put that on your list.
And
buddy,
it's right off the freeway.
Hey, who sponsors you?
So I've got a new sponsor this season on board, Empire Motorsport. Give them a shout out. But I've got Pink Cheeks Tanning Salon, Amsoil, Davis Trenching, Creative Tires, United Window Tint and Wraps, everybody that supports me definitely helps me out. So,
excellent. Well, you got my email. Send me an email, and I'll be happy to get you and your team, invite all your sponsors, whether they show up or not. Let's get on TV and have some fun.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
All right, definitely. Buddy. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Take care.
All right. All right, hey folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we got the Wild Ones back.
The living legend. The living legend in studio.
I'm going to say all three of them are living legends because they all have to live with each other.
And that's all right.
Will that work?
Anything will
FM
work.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Whatever you got to be done to your cars, whether it's a street car, sand car, dirt car, drag car, doesn't make any difference. The gang over there have an in-house dyno. Anything they touch, they can make it go fast. Certified Car Clinic. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. Okay, the rest is yours, Deb.
Oh,
Sunshine.
Well, we talked about Mercedes and just breaking records, smashing records, making a name for yourself, Kawasaki. Then
Honda.
Kawasaki first. I'm doing
in chronological order. A montage.
Then the family came, but you kept in the industry. Now we're over at Honda.
Yes.
And we're, coaching, mentoring, and Derek was getting really fired up on this topic as well. So let's carry on our off-air conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, once I quit racing and started a family, I started doing some coaching, some motocross coaching with Ricky Johnson, a good friend of mine. And after that, I became a certified instructor for the MSF dirt bike school. And Lowell Christensen at American Honda that worked at the center said, I need you to be my head coach here. And eventually I started running the program, and now we do dirt bike training for anybody 6 years and older. And we do side-by-side training. So the, you know, UTVs and the sports UTVs.
Is this training for like safety or racing?
It's safety. Okay. So it's very low
speed.
How
many people buy these side by sides and do not? You think they would have learned their lesson with a three wheeler?
Yeah.
Because nothing will bite you quicker than a three wheeler, right?
Well, that's why American Honda built that center, was specifically for three wheel.
Well, because
training.
The lawsuits were just coming out of their ears.
Yeah. So, and, you know, we teach the importance of wearing the proper apparel, you know, whether it's for dirt bike, ATV, or side-by-side, you know, where to, how to use the controls, where to put your, for the side-by-sides, where to put your hands, how to use them.
Probably choosing the right vehicle as well.
Yeah. And going all the way down to, you never go to the desert alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You never go alone. You always go with somebody.
So is it... Jeez. Filled up? Are the classes full, or
well, it's
it
funny
waves?
for dirt bike training, we stay really busy. I schedule the classes. I have about seven coaches. I don't do too much coaching myself anymore because I'm pretty much administrating the program.
Are you okay with that, or do you get
yeah?
The itch?
I miss it every once in a while.
You can always throw your leg over a bike and go out. That's not a problem.
It's great. This ties into you guys. A couple years ago, Ashley Ford, you know, John Force.
Ashley Force.
And Brittany came out. So Ashley brought her husband, because she's the older one, right?
Right.
She brought her husband and her two kids, and Brittany came out as well. And they all did a dirt bike school together.
Oh, really?
And had a great time.
Courtney?
And they were awesome. They were great. They picked it up right away. No problem. So I got to teach that.
That's cool. You get a vacation this week. I'll take over.
Right. So it's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Brock Glover's family.
Yeah, Brock.
You know, there's been a lot of...
That is so cool. Well, see, now that's a TV segment or a KOSI segment, only because nobody, you know, everybody needs to know about this.
And I don't think people know.
Now, COVID hit as hard as it hit.
Yeah.
Everybody and their brother went out and bought a motorcycle.
Oh, yes. I know.
But they didn't know what to do with them once they bought them.
Yeah.
They just went out until they fell and hurt themselves.
Oh, so when they buy, you say, hey, you can take these classes.
The dealers don't work hard enough on this.
Yeah, they don't suggest it enough. But there's some dealers that are pretty proactive.
The ones that usually have raced.
Yeah.
And they understand the dangers.
It's such a great tool because, you know, we have 50 cc all the way to a 230. So when a family goes into a dealership and they have, you know, wife, kids that are growing, young, they don't know what to buy. So a dealer might say, go take the dirt bike school. Honda Rider Education has all the sizes. They'll put your kid on the appropriate one and then make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Right.
May I ask what those classes run price?
Yeah, they're so reasonable. $250 for the day.
Wow.
And that includes instruction, all the gear, and the
bikes.
The use of the bikes.
Yeah, use of the bikes.
Yeah, I mean, make sure the kid wants to do it before you buy all the gear and the motorcycle.
Or mom.
Or
dad.
Or dad.
And it clears up a lot of misgivings.
Well, the dads are funny because they're like, oh, I know how to ride. Oh, and I'm like, oh, what's the last time you rode? Well, I rode when I was a kid. And then they come out and they're like, wow, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, yeah. My dad used to teach the classes on street. And I think he really enjoyed the women just because they asked the questions.
Yes.
They would ask and practice and then re-ask and clarify. And Now, you had a point you wanted to make as we were just coming on air. Do you remember what that was, Derek?
I'm drawing a blank because I'm so intrigued by this conversation.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry.
Well, it's such an important, because we all got to give back, especially when you've had as much given to you in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now it's your job to give back, because if your dream was that nobody ever gets hurt on a motorcycle, that would be your dream.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and also to introduce them to the great sport of riding.
Well,
off-road.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's such an empowering thing for young women,
without
young
a
kids.
Doubt.
To be on a motorized vehicle and be able to operate it and be
and having
safe.
The control.
Yeah, then you're going to get in a car and a car is no problem.
My favorite bike is a Honda 305 Scrambler.
Yeah.
End discussion. I could
She's
do.
She's laughing. She I could giggled. Do. That made her
I
giggle.
Could do,
That's an older bike.
I could do things with that. Nobody thought it could be done.
Oh.
And then I can tell you about breaking four ribs and puncturing a lung.
Not long ago.
Yeah, not long ago. And that
was... between... my husband and I, Derek and I, we've broken enough bones
to build somebody.
So both the kids were like, I don't think we're gonna race.
So Derek, we haven't talked, we're gonna have to bring you back since we haven't talked to you that much. Do you still ride?
I do. I mean, it's kinda hard to talk about yourself, right? I mean, you could ask me whatever questions you want.
Yeah, we'll try to drag
you. So are you in a senior class? Would you be considered in a senior? Because I know you're not running with the kids.
Yeah, I like to call it a
We like it's vet.
I'm not sure. I don't like any of those names. Like they used
I
to.
I like vet. I'm.
We
cool
used to
with
go up to this
vet.
Race. At Mammoth and Motocross has an annual race that we would race. And now as we get older, like they called it the vet class and then the senior class.
No,
like you said,
as I don't wanna
be every 10 years they have a new name for it. But nobody wants this old. These old. I said if you change the name of the class, then I'll come race.
Oh, you did.
So
not.
At least. So they changed it to 30 plus and 40 plus, and it sounds better than, I don't want to race the senior class.
Who's our guy that runs?
Lars Larson. He's only 81
years
young.
Yep.
81, he still runs.
Yep.
I don't know what they would call that class.
The relic.
What I have noticed, well, when I was younger, in the vet class was the oldest thing. They had that and then the old timers.
No.
And, but if you were over 30, you were a veteran.
Yeah, I'm just going to say.
It's
yeah.
just
we're not talking
up.
60, 70,
yeah,
80 year olds.
But now some of the top racers in the sport are over 30, the ones that are winning championships right now.
Yes.
So times have changed.
Well, what would you attribute that to? Technology of the motorcycle?
Everything.
Training.
The motorcycle, the training.
Yeah.
I think all sports are seeing this type of development.
Yeah.
But
other than football.
Yeah. And I think what you guys are talking to, though, I can't get out of my mind, though, that the safety and everything going into it, like we had all these people through COVID, like buying record numbers of products.
God.
And you talked about the side-by-sides and training. In addition to what Mercedes was talking about, they have USMCA, which she's also certified at, to teach people that have already learned how and need to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And there's so many great things. We are talking about the military training.
Right.
Which... we have, I work at Kawasaki, and we've had some of our ambassadors go to the military bases like Pendleton here and give them talks about
hands-on training.
Yeah, because we, as you know, taxpayers and everything else, we've invested a lot in these training these men and women to go out there, and the last thing we want to do is go in their cars and their motorcycles and
hurt, well, you know what GI stands for.
Oh, boy.
Government issue. Oh. So if you go out and break some government issue, you could get in serious trouble. And they mandate training like nobody's business. Well, it's super meeting you guys.
I know.
You talk
flesh.
Way too much. We'll have to get you on next
down
time.
There.
We call Danielle the church mouse.
She's the church mouse.
She's the great observer, the which is good for a nurse.
I was impressed. She's a nurse.
Right around the corner.
Boy, now that's smart. Mm-hmm. These two ride motorcycles,
I
keep
know.
Falling off.
Wow.
You keep patching them and putting them together.
We're not used to talking.
Yeah, I can tell you are. This one is good. Send me an email. Let's get you guys on TV. Can't thank you. You're more than welcome. I know it's a long drive.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, no.
It's a pleasure.
Our pleasure. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.